Blog Talk Radio.
Like to wish everybody a happy new year, but this is my year. Oh, it's my year.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
Yeah. My year.
Tell a motherfucker. Starting out fresh. This year I'm giving it my all till nothing's left. I got no time to rest. Failure I won't accept. I want the best and won't settle for less. My New Year's resolution, get more money in the game of life. I'm not losing. Why you causing confusion? If you got a problem, I got a solution. So what can we expect from you this year? More money, all I'm gonna get here. Came in the door, said it before. I'm selling everything like an eBay store. Hate on me and I like you more. This life's too short. I just wanna have a blast and get some cash. Live every single day like it's my last.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
Tell them I'm okay. Out with the old and in with the new. Doing everything that you thought I couldn't do. See, I do what I do, I does what I does. Forget what you heard, baby, forget what it was. No more thinking about problems, what might go wrong. If last year was a hard one, then life goes on. That's all in the past, that's all behind. Think about it, good times ain't hard to find. Don't drink too much if you can't hang. Cause we drinking a lot more than champagne. Got me hitting high notes and I can't sing. Do the damn thing, do the damn thing. Yeah, just lose it. Get lost in the music. Don't talk to me, baby, let your body do it. Live life to the fullest, don't hold back. Forget last year, you can't go back.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
My
tell a motherfucker. Everybody, I want to cut. I'm gonna cut now. The rest of y'all don't matter. You getting shut down. Everything I want to do, I'ma pursue it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Just do you, baby. I'ma move free. I'ma do me while your mama do me. Live life for the ones that ain't make it here. And be happy that you made another year.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
Tell a motherfucker. Oh, we made it through another one, baby. So make it your best one. Toast.
Good morning and welcome to Mental Note. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me this morning for another dose of Mental Note. Open discussion on entertainment, news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Guys, I just want to start off the morning talking about the Grammy Awards. Grammy Awards are going to be airing on Sunday. So this Sunday, you can check out the 2008 Grammy Awards. And I just wanted to let you know who the nominees were and some of the performances. Beyonce actually is going to be performing at the Grammys. And I hear she's going to be performing with Tina Turner. So, wow, that should be interesting. And Kanye West and Amy Winehouse lead this year's Grammy nominees. It was announced Thursday morning, with the two racking up an impressive 8 and 6 nominations, respectively. The Chi-Town rapper and British soul singer are both up for Album of the Year, West for His Graduation, and Winehouse for Back to Black, a category rounded out by fellow multi-nominees, Foo Fighters for their Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace, country veteran Vince Gill with his 4-disc collection These Days, and jazz legend Herbie Hancock with his tribute to Joni Mitchell, River, the Joni Letters. Other multiple nominees include Jay-Z, Timbaland, Paul McCartney, Rihanna, and T-Pain. Winehouse, whose music stood to be eclipsed by her personal trials, you know, the crack thing, also earned nods for Best New Artist, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year for her Middle Finger Lush anthem, Rehab. She makes Lindsay Lohan look cool, comedian and nomination announcer George Lopez said. Wow, that's crazy. Joining Winehouse in the Best New Artist category are Indie Darling, Feist, Nashville pop punk Paramore, Ledesi, and soon-to-be 18-year-old country phenomenon Taylor Swift. Okay, meanwhile, West, whose mother passed away suddenly last month, was the Insider's top pick with his third album, Graduation, selling almost 1 million copies his first week. Still talking about Kanye, guys, topping 50 Cent's Curtis. In addition to the Album of the Year, Graduation is also up for Best Rap Album, with fellow nominees Jay-Z for Kingdom Come, Common for Finding Forever, Nas for Hip Hop is Dead, and T.I. for T.I. versus T.I.P. Beyonce's Irreplaceable, the Foo Fighters, The Pretender, Justin Timberlake's What Goes Around Comes Around, and Rihanna's Umbrella are all up for the Record of the Year. The latter is also up for Song of the Year, Umbrella, with by Rihanna, along with Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats, The Plain White Tees, Hey, There, Delilah, and Corrine Bailey Rae's Like a Star. The Grammy Awards, which celebrates their 50th anniversary this year, appropriately the golden anniversary this year, air live on CBS from L.A. on February 10th, guys, which is Sunday. So you may want to check out the Grammys. Look like it's going to be a hot show, as always, really. I totally enjoy the Grammys, from the red carpet to the, you know, performances, the whole nine. I just love the Grammys, so make sure you check that out. Stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more for you right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Remember, you can hit me up on the chat. I got the chat line open. And let's talk to you this morning.
Break up, never, they just tell us, never from your mom. no, throw the boot, nigga, judge by the cover. Yeah, I've been to jail. Yeah, I'm grinding for real. I'm positive and talking negative pimp. They hate to see you doing better than them, so.
Around, I want to tell you what AOL CareerBuilder.com on AOL says today's most glamorous jobs are. I thought this was interesting, so I want to share. I'm going to give you the top five. It says here, it's not that working a 9-to-5 desk job is dull. Free coffee every day plus annual company booze cruise, awesome. But let's face it, it wouldn't hurt to spice things up a little. Some professions just seem inherently glamorous, whether they involve perks like free world travel, an exclusive party, invites, or the nature of the work simply commands esteem. A recent Salary.com survey of more than 800 people found that these five professions are perceived to be the most glamorous jobs today. Number one, guys. Fashion designer, the pay, $39,649 average a year. The allure, traveling to Paris and Milan where you can dress up models as if they were your very own real-life Barbie dolls and network with the likes of Tom Ford, Donna Karen, and Karl Lagerfeld wouldn't suck. And if one day you would say that you dressed George Clooney for the Academy Awards, well, that's just the antique lace trim on the vintage couture gown. The reality, before you can become big enough to have your people called Lagerfeld's people, you need a degree in fashion design and extensive knowledge about textiles and fashion trends. Competition for jobs is extremely high, and breaking into the industry can be difficult for even the most talented newbies. Number two, surgeon. I think Grey's Anatomy made this job glamorous. I love Grey's Anatomy, guys. The pay, $239,742 a year. Average, the allure, having the ability to change or save someone's life inspires awe in everyone you know, including yourself. And if Grey's Anatomy, yeah, I knew it, or House, you guys watch House? That guy's crazy, are any indication, there will be no lack of pulse-pounding drama or sexual tension in your life. The reality, hard to believe, life in an actual hospital will be far from what you see during Sweeps Week on network TV. Aspiring surgeons should be aware of the rigorous education, training, and work their jobs will involve. On top of earning an undergrad degree, completing 4 years of medical school, and spending 3 to 8 years completing an internship and residency, they should expect to work an average of 60 hours per week. Doesn't sound very glamorous to me. And three, airline pilot. The pay, $59,308 a year on average. The allure, not only do you work flexible hours and get paid to travel all over the world and get the adrenaline rush of controlling an airplane, and maybe, just maybe, people will start to call you Maverick. The reality, becoming a commercial airline pilot requires 250 hours of flight experience and a commercial pilot's license issued by the Federal Aviation Administration. Training and flight instructor courses can cost from $50,000 to $70,000. So it costs a lot to even, you know, get your training. So $50,000 to $70,000. So you have to have money to invest in this before you can become an airline pilot. Number four, photographer. The pay average, $27,850 a year. The allure, a typical day on the job involves meeting high-profile celebrities, traveling to exotic locales, and seeing your work on the cover of Rolling Stone and Vanity Fair. Could you be any cooler? The reality, most photographers start off on pretty modest pay as assistants and work their way up. If you're not persistent about pursuing work and marketing yourself, glamour shots might be as glamorous as it gets. And number five, investment banker. The pay, $60,236 average a year. The allure, you're drunk with power, playing a key role in shaping the national and world economies, managing multi-billion-dollar corporate mergers, and handling the transfer of government assets around the world. All the while, you get to travel all over the world on a six-figure salary. The reality of the situation, the corporate merger, world travel, six-figure paycheck aspect, comes at the highest level of the job. And investment bankers typically need an MBA before they begin to work their way up. And while the work is interesting, it can be far from glamorous. Working 70 hours or more a week is standard, and staying up all night to close a deal isn't unusual. So much for the glamorous life, right? The glamorous jobs. Guys, you're listening to Mental Note right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. This is all of your entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. If you'd like to hit me up on the guest call-in, that number is 347-215-8667. And I just want to apologize because yesterday I had a couple of people try to call in, and for whatever reason I didn't see you flash up on the switchboard, so I didn't answer the phone. I do apologize. And you can always hit me up on the chat here. I do have the chat session open if you'd like to chat on there. Remember, you can always check me out at myspace.com/purposevision. Do the friend request thing, and I shall oblige. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio.
What you're about to experience right now, they call it, you can't do it like us, baby,
bad boy,
Cassie, all that shit.
I do.
About 6 in the morning, I'm finna be gone. My chick's on the phone and it's finna be on. We close in the zone, stop leaving me on. We both know that we both grown. It's nice to meet you, you're fine and I like your features. There's a few things I like to teach you. And if you act right, got ice to freeze you. Just give me one night to please you, me and you, girl.
All right, guys, I'm back. Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. Again, that call in number is 347-215-8667. Guys, Heidi Fleiss, you remember the notorious madam, Hollywood madam, Heidi Fleiss? Well, looks like she's at it again, accused of DUI out in Nevada. Heidi Fleiss, who gained fame and fortune serving the baser urges of countless celebrities, was arrested in Nevada on Thursday and faces charges of driving under the influence of a controlled substance. Fleiss was picked up in Parhump, Nevada, after police received a call about a possible drunk driver. According to the Las Vegas Sun, a press release from the Nye County Sheriff's Department said Fleiss was found to have prescription narcotics on her person, not in a prescription bottle, and would produce no evidence that the prescription pain medication had been prescribed to her. Riding with Fleiss was John Owen, whoever he is, whom police charged with being under the influence of a controlled substance and marijuana possession. Fleiss's bill has been set at $1,376, and Owen's bill was set at $1,264. So that's what's going on with Miss Heidi Fleiss. And guys, did you hear something about Brandy's mom is going to be suing Kim Kardashian? Something about she's accusing her of fraud? I thought that was kind of crazy. I mean, why would they even really be in the same circles? I don't know. I'll have to report more on that in the morning, so make sure you check me out here at 9:30 a.m. For Wake Up, Baby, It's the Weekend, right here at Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio. And did you hear about the U.S., Italy arrest dozens in mafia sweep in New York? Police in the United States and Italy arrested 77 suspected members of the mafia on Thursday, including some of its most wanted leaders for an array of crimes going back more than 30 years. Can you believe that? The three-year joint investigation sought to prevent organized crime in New York and Sicily from reuniting their drug trafficking and money laundering operations. Uh-oh. U.S. authorities rounded up 58 suspects with the help of an informant deep inside the Gambino crime family. Police said the source helped nail the three top Gambino members not already in jail. A U.S. grand jury indicted 62 suspects with charges including murder, extortion, loan sharking, gambling, cocaine and marijuana distribution, money laundering, bribing labor officials, and embezzling union funds. U.S. and New York State officials said organized crime still exists. New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo told a news conference, "We like to think it's a vestige of the past. It's not. It is as unrelenting as weeds that continue to sprout in the cracks in society." The U.S. investigation focused on the Gambino family, once run by the late John Gotti. The indictment charges one Gambino family soldier, Charles Camiglia. Sorry, guys. I don't know, some Italian name, with at least five murders dating to 1976. Associates of the Genovese and Bonanno families were also arrested. More than 300 Italian police were mobilized, mostly in Sicily, in an operation codenamed Old Bridge, arresting 19 suspects and filing new allegations against four others already detained for separate crimes. Italian prosecutors said the operation sought to block the reestablishment of the New York Palermo access, which ran drug trafficking in the 1980s. There was an attempt to rekindle ties between Casa Nostra and Palermo and New York because the Sicilian mafia wanted to get back into drug trafficking in a big way. Isn't that a trip? Among those arrested were suspects linked to Salvatore Lopacolo, who was arrested on November 5th in Sicily. Guys, it sounds like a movie, right? He had become the new boss of bosses after the arrest in 2006 of Bernardo Provenzano, who had been on the run for 43 years. Caretaker Prime Minister Romano Prodi praised what he called a brilliant operation against organized crime. In what appears to be a separate operation in Naples, police arrested a suspected leading figure of the Southern City's criminal underworld on Thursday. All right, so a big mafia suite, guys. Wow, that's crazy. Modern day, what is it? What's the Scarface? Or what is it? What's the other one? Godfather? Right. Wow. That's a trip. All right, guys. Remember, you can always check me out each and every morning right here at 9:30 a.m. for another dose of Mental Note. And be sure to check me out Sunday nights, 6:30 p.m. for all things real estate. Anything you want to know about the real estate market. And, guys, keep in mind that I will on next weekend, either Friday or Saturday, thought it was going to be confirmed by yesterday. I apologize. It had yet to be confirmed as far as the day is concerned. I don't know if it's going to be on Friday or Saturday. I just have to see, you know, when the guest can be on the show. But at any rate, I will have a special guest for you on next week, Friday or Saturday. And keep in mind that most of my guests are musicians, hip-hop artists, folk artists, you know, blues, folk singers. It'll be authors of books. It'll be entrepreneurs. You name it, I will have it here for you. 2008 Mental Note. The show is going to keep getting hotter and hotter, guys, so make sure that you continue to tune in because it only gets better, baby. It only gets better. Okay, thanks for stopping by, and I will talk to you bright and early in the morning, 9:30. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until then, be safe.
Yeah.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother she loves you. And I do, too.
Yes, yes.
Because you're my superstar.
away. If in the present, you're loving in a braver way. I wear the aura of a king and dream of a love supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it can bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Gold and rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'm proud to be a superstar.
Blog Talk Radio.